It's time for Red Hill Salukis basketball on the Legend, 99.3 FM and 910 AM WAKO. Brought to you this season by the Ambrall Federal Credit Union, Carl Richland Memorial Hospital, Bestway Express, Bill Dobson Ford, Casey State Bank, Leggett Lumber and Hardware, Rutgers Candy, Citizens National Bank, Toyota Boshoku of Illinois, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, People's State Bank, and Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill. Red Hill Salukis basketball on Lawrence County Sports Leader, WAKO, the Legend.
2019 Capital Classic action round two is moments away from starting. I'm Ryan Seed alongside Joe Bogard. Joe, it was an interesting first round. Salem coming out on top to start the day off, dominating the court against the Red Hill Salukis, and then it didn't really change much there in the second half. They just kind of kept putting it to them and coming out and just smacking them around, basically. But, they were beating them up and down the floor a lot faster. They saw the ball coming in every which direction, and the Salukis just really didn't have an answer for them. They tried to go to their zone defense, their 1-3-1, and didn't really change anything up. They Bowles got a three-pointer out of that, and then they went right back in the next possession to man-to-man. So it was kind of a tougher game. I'm sure they knew that coming into it. They don't have much of an easy tournament ahead of them. I mean, only Tigers, they put up a pretty good fight there against the Fairfield Mules, and you said it was 32-30 at halftime, and only kind of came out and didn't really lay down, but Fairfield Mules just kind of took over for the rest of the game. And then over at the Lawrenceville site, Mount Carmel Aces defeated Edwards County easily, 52-28. And then it was
the Marshall Lions ended up beating the Marshall Indians 70-46.
So two pretty quick and easy games over there. Obviously, Mount Carmel and Marshall going to be the matchup this evening at 6 o'clock. There, they should be getting ready to start here in a little bit as well. So that'll be the matchup to listen to or watch over at the Lawrenceville site. And like we said, only Tigers getting ready to face the Red Hill Salukis. Looking into this game, I think it'll be a pretty good matchup. Red Hill should have some fairly good competition against the Olney Tigers. Size-wise, looking at Olney's roster, they got some bigger kids, no different than what Salem was. They got Zach Duanis at 6'9", and then Chase Travis at 6'5", and then they got a couple of 6'1 guys in there, and a 6'2", and a colleague from way back whenever I was in college, Josh Brown. He's an assistant coach there for the Olney Tigers now. Whenever I was calling games with him back then, he always said you could never find a guy at Olney over 6 foot. And then here recently in past 2-3 years, I mean, they've just been coming out of the woodworks, because we'd play T-Town in the Capital Classic whenever I was calling, and with Olney, you'd find nobody under foot. So it's a different story here now. You got different players, different heights, and different abilities throughout the tournament. So this should be a fairly decent matchup, one of the better games we'll probably see over here. But also later on, after this game, it'll be Salem and Fairfield. That'll be another good game to watch too as well.
I mean, both teams played pretty well. Salem was this dominant all four quarters. It took Fairfield all the way up until after halftime to get going. After seemed like they came out and their ball movement for Fairfield in that second half was just amazing. I mean, in that fourth quarter, they didn't shoot well, but if you get a 23-6 deficit in one quarter in high school basketball, you can pretty much say game over. And going back on the other side of the ball with the Marshall Lions and the Mount Carmel Aces, or Golden Aces, they play the late game. No, they play at 6 o'clock just as we play the only Red Hill game, so that's going to be an interesting game. Because that could possibly be figure out who goes to that first place game. Same thing with the Fairfield-Salem game. Both teams played very well, and we'll see this game right here. It's going to probably put either team in the fifth or seventh place game, you know?
Tonight's pregame show brought to you by Carl Ritson Memorial Hospital. We still got about 7 minutes to go until tip-off time in the starting lineup. So we'll go ahead and take a quick commercial break and be right back. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki Basketball right here on The Legend.
Carl Ritson Memorial Hospital is excited to expand our ear, nose, and throat services with the addition of Stephanie Zuber, ENT Physician Assistant. Stephanie is available in the first floor ENT clinic as well as at the Carl Bridgeport Clinic. She can diagnose and treat many issues related to the ears, nose, and throat. She's available to see patients at Carl Bridgeport on Mondays and Tuesday through Friday at the hospital location. Call 618-395-1944 for an appointment.
Working at Toyota Bushoku in Lawrenceville, a career with a future, working with technology and working with great people, moving forward, looking for the right step to take? Visit Toyota Bushoku online at tbillinois.com and click on job openings. Find out about additional earnings incentives. Apply online. Toyota Bushoku, 100 Trimmasters Drive in Lawrenceville, right off Highway 50, just east of Lawrenceville. Visit tbillinois.com today. Your new career is waiting for you at Toyota Bushoku.
I support our community, so I shop locally and work with other area businesses whenever I can. People's State Bank does too. From civic groups to high school sports and community events, it's not surprising to see familiar faces from my bank. I get first name, friendly service while I'm there, along with contributing neighbors. That's an unbeatable combination.
People's State Bank, your community bank. Member FDIC. Visit us online at psbnewton.com.
Welcome back, Saluki fans, here at pregame show brought to you by Carl Ritson Memorial Hospital. Joe, kind of recapping some of the scoring. Red Hill was kind of all over the place. Drake Allen, you had Cameron Ray, Nathan Worth getting in on a little bit of the action, and Gavin Volkman also had a couple points there in that first game, but Saluki's going to have to try and come out and probably get a few more fast breaks against the Olney Tigers, because very athletic, strong coming out there in their game against Fairfield. They come out and scored first with a three-pointer, and Olney Tigers are going to put up a very good fight, like I said, size-wise, and as you said before we were talking, Zach Duanis standing in there at 6'9", probably going to put up a pretty good fight against Nathan Worth down there in the post. And Nathan Worth, they got him listed as 6'7" in the program, so just a couple inches there, and I think it'll be a pretty good matchup down there. We should see some very aggressive basketball played here tonight.
And they also have a really good sophomore in Chase Travis. He's more that one of those crafty playmakers that can basically do it all. And you also got to watch out for Braden Flanagan. I mean, coach's kid, but this kid knows how to play. He's got the talent to go wherever he wants to. Fairfield shut him out in the second half. He had 14 going into halftime. If he would have been able to score, who knows what the score would have been in that game. But for Olney, what they really got to watch out for is, like we mentioned, Nathan Worth. Nathan Worth, he can be a block party machine, is what he can be. Carmen Ray, if you leave him open or make sure he's contested, he's still going to make the three. Josh Henry will go, he can bring it on late. Same thing with Drake Allen, he's a great ball handler. And then Volkman, like we saw in that second half of the last game, he got a couple easy buckets and called it good.
And you were here for the Olney Tiger game. What kind of defense were they playing? Were they mostly man-to-man, or did they just kind of switch it back and forth in between man and zone?
They were mostly man. And they really were struggling against a trap, is what Red Hill or what Fairfield was running. They would let the ball go in, and then as soon as they got in, just trap the guy who had the ball, and you'd either A, lose possession, have to call a timeout, or something like that.
So Olney was having a little bit of trouble with the full court press, and as the Red Hill coaches, they were watching that game. So we might see them come out and probably not right off the bat do their full court man press, or even I know they do like a 1-2-2 full court press, or they might even try their 1-3-1 in the full court. But I'm sure they kind of picked up on that and maybe had a little bit of a walkthrough in the other gymnasium, just kind of working on some stuff that they saw in that game, and just probably trying to get in their heads, you know, as Coach Havel pointed out there in the postgame show. They just need to take their open shots, get a little bit more comfortable, and just just not whenever there's nobody around him. I mean, Drake Allen and Cameron Ray. Cameron Ray will take it under pressure whenever somebody's within 2 inches of him. But, I mean, Drake Allen, he was pulling up from a couple feet behind the three-point line. Not even nobody within about a foot or two from him. So those are the kind of things they're probably going to have to try and look for here. They're going to have to get better ball movement, get it passed around a lot quicker, and just try and be a little bit more aggressive with the basketball. They were a little bit sloppy with the ball handling there in the first game as well.
And also for the Salukis, they were a little bit – that first quarter when they were down 16-3, you just needed to score more than that, because after that they scored 12, they scored 13, and only 5 in that final quarter. But still, a 5-point quarter and a 3-point quarter really doesn't bode well for a basketball team.
And you're right. We are just about 2 minutes away from starting lineup and tip-off time. We're going to take another commercial break, and we'll be right back. Pre-game show brought to you by Carl Richardson Memorial Hospital. We'll be back in a minute. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki Basketball right here on The Legend.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital provides compassionate, professional health care in a small-town setting and meets the highest standard of excellence. Unlike hospitals that use a staff of hospitalists, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital takes pride in its continuity of care and patient familiarity by using a small group of local physicians that have a history with Lawrence County residents. For more information on services offered by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, visit lcmhosp.org. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, a local hospital serving local people.
Hello, I'm Teresa Osbaugh. When you have a trusted financial team like I have at Citizens National Bank in Bridgeport, then you have one less worry in today's world. Most banks have good products and services, but what is outstanding at Citizens National Bank in Bridgeport is the friendly, professional staff who are dedicated and eager to help with the personal banking needs for me and my family.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, no better banking, equal housing lender, and member FDIC.
Welcome back, Saluki fans. We're just moments away from starting lineup and tip-off time, and not quite sure what they're going to do here. We'll see here in just a moment.
Welcome to game number 3.
See what they got going on. Mr. Terry Andrews on the mic tonight. Again, I'm Ryan Seed alongside Joe Bogard, and we're going to do another pregame festivity, so we'll be right back here shortly with starting lineup and tip-off time. Listening to Red Hill Saluki Basketball right here on The Legend.
Rutgers Wholesale in Bridgeport is a proud supporter of all Lawrence County student-athletes. Family Choice is Rutgers' own house brand candy and snacks that can be purchased in several convenient store locations. Rutgers Wholesale reminds all student-athletes through Philippians 4:13, "For I can do everything through Christ who gives me strength." Rutgers Candy in Bridgeport reminds us to take time for family and prayer, and always give praise.
Do you have a CDL? If you're looking for a local driving job, Best Way Express is looking for you. If you are at least 23 with 1 year truck driving experience, Best Way Express has immediate openings for spotter drivers in Princeton. Starting pay is $17.10 per hour with guaranteed overtime and a monthly safety bonus available. Don't wait. Call Best Way Express today, 833-237-8929. That's 833-BEST-WAY. Drivers are needed today.
You've heard, there's an app for that. Well, Ambrough Federal Credit Union reminds you, there's a loan for that. And we're really good at solving problems. Projects around the house, there's a loan for that. New or used vehicle, there's a loan for that. And we have it. Visit Ambrough Federal Credit Union. We have great rates, plus the process is fast. Visit AmbroughFCU.com or call us, 618-943-2913. And it's so easy to become a member of Ambrough Federal Credit Union. Do it today. Member NCUA.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, here at the 2019 Capital Classic. If you're just joining us, I'm Ryan Seed alongside Joe Bogard. Tonight's second round of action with the first game. The Red Hill Salukis will be taking on the Olney Tigers. And now the starting lineup for the Olney Tigers. Number 4, Braden Flanagan comes in at a 5'11 junior. Number 10, Cole Lambert, a junior at 5'8. Number 12, Drew Blank, 6'1 sophomore. Number 22, Chase Travis, 6'5", sophomore. And number 24, Zach Duenas at 6'9", junior. Head coach for the Olney Tigers is Rob Flanagan. Assistant coaches are Dave Berry, Patrick Mahaffey, Rick Franklin, Josh Brown, and Blaze Kimmel. And now the starting lineup for the Red Hill Salukis should be the same as earlier. Number 12, Cameron Ray, 5'11 junior. Number 20, Nathan Worth, 6'7 senior. Number 24, Josh Henry, 6'1 senior. Number 40, Drake Allen, a 6'2 junior. Number 41, Gavin Volkman, a 6'1 senior. Head coach Brian Havel, assistant coaches Gene Allen, Eric Adamson, and Robert Petty. Red Hill Salukis are 0-1 in this tournament, as are the Olney Tigers. Like we said, the Red Hill Salukis lost earlier 66-33 against Salem, and Olney Tigers lost to the Fairfield Mules 65-47. So should be a pretty decent matchup game here, but anything could happen. I mean, as you heard from Coach Brian Havel earlier in the postgame show of the first game, they just need to hit more open shots and just be more aggressive with the basketball and just not be afraid to take it to the hole. Tonight's pregame show was brought to you by Carl Richland Memorial Hospital, and we are getting set for tip-off time. Tipping it off for the Olney Tigers will be number 24, Zach Duenas, and number 20 for the Red Hill Salukis, Nathan Worth. 6'9 taking on 6'7. I don't know if that size is quite accurate. They're pretty close to the same, but Duenas gets the tip off and tips it back to Flanagan.
I think it's about right. I mean, it seems like he's about an inch taller than him.
Flanagan calling in the play, guarded there by Josh Henry. They're in man-to-man defense. Passes it off there to Lambert. Lambert back up, swings it around back to Flanagan, inside to Duenas. Duenas fakes right, tipped away there by Henry into the hands of Allen. Allen gets the steal, brings it across court. Looks like the only Tigers in man-to-man. Allen drove the lane and called for the travel. Got caught up in some traffic and trying to pass it out to Henry, and got tripped up a little bit there. Took one too many steps. So two quick turnovers there, one for each team. 30 seconds away from the clock. Flanagan passes off to Lambert. Lambert dribbling out near midcourt, goes right side to Flanagan. Flanagan gets Duenas flashing through the lane, jump stop, passes it out to Lambert, back up top to Blank for no good on the three. Cameron Ray gets the rebound as it careens away. Ray brings it across the timeline, picked up there by Flanagan, dribbling left side, tries to pass it off to Henry, but tipped out of bounds, last touch by Flanagan. It will stay Saluki basketball. Henry will be the inbound man. Man-to-man defense still put on by the Tigers. Allen gets the rebound. Guarded there by Travis. Gets it inside to Henry. Flashes through the lane. Puts it up. Floater. No good. Rebound comes away to Blank. He gets it up court to Travis. Travis drives along. Passes back out to Blank. Pump fakes. Drives inside. Stopped there by Volkman. Flashing through the lane. Flanagan. No good on the layup. Allen on the rebound. Flanagan coming up behind him. Allen gets it right side to Ray. Ray drives the lane, puts it back out to Allen. Allen goes inside from the free throw line. Tied up there, and a foul will be called against the Olney Tigers. That will go against number 4, Braden Flanagan, his first team first. Tonight's game brought to you by Carl Richland Memorial Hospital, Citizens National Bank of Albion. We are your bank for a lifetime. Ray with the basketball, dribbling right side, passes off to Allen in the corner. Allen guarded by Travis, goes baseline, jump stops, passes back out to Worth, over to Volkman, drives the lane, puts it up, and no good. Henry on the rebound, back out to Ray. Ray goes baseline, dribbles into some traffic, tries to throw it away, and knocked away from some Olney Tigers, and there's a foul called. It will be against the Red Hill Salukis. Foul will go against number 24, that's Josh Henry, his first team first.
It seems like Olney's running a little bit of a 2-3 zone right now to start out the game.
Flanagan gets the inbound. He will bring it across the timeline. Picked up there by Henry. Goes inside to Travis. Hands back off to Flanagan. Flanagan driving left side, goes baseline. Tries to throw it through a couple of Salukis. Picks it back up, gains control. Dribbling all around the court. Dumps it. He goes baseline, puts up a jumper from 3 foot. No good. Travis gets the rebound, kicks it back out to Lambert. Lambert driving the lane. Block shot there. Allen tried to take it away and knocks it out of bounds. It stays Olney Tiger basketball. 5:45 to go on the Best Way Express scoreboard. Nobody on the board yet. Flanagan will inbound it. little man-to-man defense. Blank gets the inbound. He's out near midcourt, guarded there by Volkman. Blank going right side, goes all the way to the baseline. Wide open, put up and in for two. So only Tigers up on the board first. Allen brings it up court, guarded all the way there by Travis. He's trying to go left side, passes off to Henry. Henry guarded closely by Lambert. Finally puts on the floor, hands off to Ray. Pump fakes, retains his dribble, guarded closely by Flanagan. Ray dribbles right side, through, splits two defenders, loses control of the ball on the floor, and jump ball will be called, and it will stay on Red Hill Saluki basketball.
I saw a lot of that during that Red Hill or Omni Fairfield game. Let's see if that doesn't happen this game.
And it was a lot of sloppy dribbling for Red Hill in their first game as well. So they've got to clean that up just a little bit. Allen on the inbound, puts up a 3-foot floater, got it to fall in off the backboard. So all tied up at two here with 5 minutes to go in the first quarter. Flanagan brings it up, hits Duenas on the elbow. Duenas hands it off to Blank. Blank dribbling out near three-point range, passes to Flanagan in the corner. Flanagan pulls up for three, buries it.
Doesn't matter if their hand's in the face.
Flanagan contested there by Henry. Allen brings it across the timeline, passes off to Ray. Ray bringing it back up to Worth. Worth over the corner, down low into Volkman. Almost lost it there, double team. Volkman up top to Allen. Allen goes right side to Ray. Ray gets a screen from Allen. Tried to hand it off there to Volkman, but loses it. Up court to Travis. Travis puts it up and in easy. And Coach Brian Havel wants a timeout. We'll take one, too. Timeout's brought to you by Embraer Federal Credit Union on the Best Way Express scoreboard. Tigers lead at 7-2. We're back in 30. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki Basketball right here on The Legend.
Providing needed mental health services is important to Carl Richland Memorial Hospital. We are pleased to offer a mental health nurse practitioner to Lawrence and surrounding counties to help meet the need for these services. Amelia Pauly is available to see outpatients at the Carl Bridgeport Clinic, located at 101 Industry Road in Bridgeport. Amelia specializes in adults and adolescents and can help with behavioral health issues and medication management. Call Carl Bridgeport at 618-945-3001 for an appointment.
Country legends back to back, 24 hours a day on Classic Country, 910 AM and 99.3 FM. The Legend, WAKO, Lawrenceville, Vincennes.
Welcome back, Saluki fans. Coming out of the break, only Tigers have went on a 5-0 run here. Saluki's had the basketball, a little full court press put on by the Tigers. Allen breaks it, gets up court in a hurry, goes all the way, puts it up and in. Allen with all 4 points here to start out the game. Cuts the deficit back to 3-7-4 in favor of the Tigers. Flanagan hands the ball off to Lambert. Lambert guarded out there by Ray, goes right side to Flanagan. Flanagan trying to look inside, gets a screen from Duenas, dribbles off it, passes back out to Travis. Travis, cross-court pass to Blank. Travis with it now, back to Duenas. Duenas guarded there by Worth, tried to go back door there, but pass it back out to Blank. Duenas with it now. Going to drive baseline against Worth. Passes out to Lambert. Almost lost control of it. He's going to dribble off, take it back up top. Pass it off to Flanagan. Flanagan's going to dribble left side, put it up from the free throw. Got it to fall. Double defended there. So Flanagan just hitting shots that are very much contested and not even batting an eye. Allen will walk it up the court slowly with Travis all the way on him there the whole way. Passes off to Henry. Henry passes off back to Allen on the right wing. Dribbles off the screen from Worth. Puts up an 8-footer. No good. Blank gets the rebound. Outlets to Flanagan. Flanagan gets it up the court quickly. He pump fakes. Swings it around. Gets it in the hands of Travis. Travis looking back at the top. Gets it to Flanagan. Flanagan drives the lane. Jump stops. Kicks it down. And called for the travel. Jump stop and probably took another step after that, so Saluki's catch a break there.
A lot of time when you jump stop, you tend to slide a little bit.
And 5-second call against the Saluki's on the inbound, and another turnover there. It will be only Tiger basketball.
A lot of turnovers here early in this game, Ryan.
2:38 to go on the Best Way Express scoreboard. Blank gets the inbound, no good on the shot. Henry gets the rebound, gets it up court quickly. He's going to try and go all the way. Splits the defender, goes right in the lane. No good. Lambert gets the rebound. He's going to bring it up himself. He's going to go right side to Travis. Travis pulls up for three. No good. Duanis on the rebound. Back to Travis. Put back is good. Good ball movement there by the Olney Tigers. Ray gets the inbound all the way with Lambert up the court. Ray goes right side to Volkman. Volkman dribbles into the lane, bumps Ray there. Back to Ray in the corner, goes baseline, puts a floater, no good. Worth tried to get the rebound into the hands of Allen. Back out to Ray. Ray's going to bring it back up top, slow things down a little bit. Calling a play. Goes left side, passes off to Henry. Henry brings it back up to Worth. Worth pulling up from downtown, in and out, no good. Volkman on the rebound, put back, no good, but fouled on the shot. Volkman will go to the line to shoot two here. Foul will go against the Olney Tigers, number 12. That is Drew Blank, his first, team second. Gavin Volkman at the line shooting two. First one, no good off the front of the rim. Checking in for the Olney Tigers is Flanagan and Lambert. Take a seat is number 14, Quinn Miller, and number 52, it looks like, Garrett Wright. Volkman's second free throw, got it to fall. Checking in for Volkman as he takes a seat is number 23, Anthony Jarrell. His first time off the bench. He puts in some quality minutes there for the Salukis. Transfer from Lawrenceville. Travis bringing the ball up the court. Gets it across the timeline. Goes right side to Duanis. Duanis back up top to Miller. Miller over to Blank. Blank dribbling right side. Gets into the lane. Back out to Duanis. Pump fakes. Guarded there by Worth. Hands it off to Miller. Miller eyed the three. Dribbles inside. And Flanagan calls the timeout. We'll go ahead and keep it here this time. 1:22 to go on the Best Way Express scoreboard here in the first quarter. Tigers lead it 11-5. So far, it's kind of been back and forth both ways. Both teams are kind of sloppy, but Red Hill Salukis kind of getting back into the hang of it. I mean, Coach Havel has said it both post-game shows, having worked with him. These kids have never really played together. I mean, a lot of new kids opening up to varsity play. So it's kind of a different feeling. They don't really know each other's strengths and weaknesses. They need a little bit more communication out there. But it was a good job there on that possession on defense for the Salukis. Didn't really give the Tigers much to work with. Really guarding their man very closely and not giving them a shot.
I agree with you there, Ryan. Right now, it's just only came out with that 2-3 zone and that, and Red Hill's not been able to really figure out about it.
Blank will inbound for the Tigers. Gets it into Travis. Travis gets it off to Blank. Blank cross-court pass to Miller. Miller up top. Back to Blank. Intercepted there by Worth. Teleported the pass up to Jarrell from Ray, and Jarrell will be called for the travel. Worth saw the pass coming from a mile away. Blank tried to go over the top of him down low. Worth got his hands on it, got it in the hands of Ray. Ray tried to pass it up to Jarrell, but just couldn't get it on the floor quick enough. Duanis over to Travis. Travis down low to Blank. Almost lost it there again. Back to Travis. He's going to pull up for three. Buries another one. Just under a minute of play to go. 14-5 in favor of the Tigers. Henry gets it inbounds to Allen against that full court press. He's trying to beat Travis down the floor. Gets it in the hands of Ray. Ray backs it back out. Dribbling out near the volleyball line. Goes right side to Allen. Allen with it on the right wing. Gets inside to Worth. Worth puts it on the floor. Puts it up and over. Duanis and in for two. Down by seven now, 22 seconds on the clock. Travis will bring the ball up the floor, picked up by Allen at the half-court line. Travis passes it off to Blank, looking to get the last shot in here, 10 seconds to go. Blank out near midcourt now, dribbling all by himself, guarded there by Jarrell, puts a move on Allen with the steal. He's going coast to coast. He puts it up and in off the glass. Good, right before the buzzer at the end of the first. And on the Best Way Express scoreboard as the first quarter comes to a close, Salukis down 9-14 in favor of the Tigers. We're back in a minute. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki Basketball right here on The Legend.
Enjoy a great homemade meal in a family-friendly atmosphere. Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill serves a full breakfast and lunch menu Monday through Saturday. Stop in to enjoy dinner on Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday with several favorites including catfish, walleye, chicken steak, and frog legs. Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill has a convenient drive-up window for call-ahead carryout. Located at 459 West State Street in Bridgeport, also follow Jay's on Facebook for updated specials.
Well, the Dobson deal is a better deal. Bill Dobson Ford. Now I'm cruising down the avenue, jamming to some Bluetooth. And my ride is one of a kind. From graphics to performance, a personal experience. I got my wheels with a Dobson deal. Cause a Dobson deal is a better deal.
Welcome back, Saluki fans. Getting ready to start the second quarter of action. Only Tigers will have the basketball. If you're just joining us, I'm Ryan Seed alongside Joe Bogard. Joe, so far an interesting game. Tigers up 14-9.
But Drake Allen and the Salukis really brought it on that last 2 minutes of this quarter and made a five-point game.
Miller passes off to Flanagan. Flanagan drives the lane, puts up a jumper from the free throw line, got it to fall. Flanagan leading the scoring for the Only Tigers so far this first half. Ray runs right around Miller, drives inside the lane, jump stop, tries to put up a shot. Worth gets the rebound. Last touch by the Only Tigers as it goes out of bounds. Ray just kind of got caught up in a bunch of traffic in there, really couldn't do much with it. Jump stop, jumped up in the air and just didn't have a shot over those trees down there. Ball inbounded to Gerald, tipped away by Only, but Ray picks it up. Guarded there by Miller, still in a man-to-man defense. Ray hands it off to Gerald. Gerald cross court to Henry. Henry brings it back up top over to Allen on the left wing. Allen drives inside the lane, spins around, doesn't have a shot, gets back out to Ray from way downtown. No good, just short. Duaneis on the rebound, outlets to Flanagan. Flanagan gets it across the timeline, gets it back to Duaneis. Almost lost that one. Travis with it now, back up top to Miller. Ray tried to get the rebound or pass interception, and no. That's whistle before the shot, I believe. So, or no, the basket counts.
That was awesome.
So, count it and one. Foul will go against Cameron Ray, his first, team second. So, Miller at the line to shoot the old-fashioned three-point play. As Duaneis checks out, number 34, Hayden Laughlin checks in, a 6'2 junior. 18-9 the score in favor of the Tigers.
And we saw that a couple times in the Salem game when Trent Bowles just tossed up a shot, just straight strength.
Miller hits his free throw, got the three-point play, so 10-point deficit now. Allen will bring the ball up to court. Hands it off to Ray in the back, finally gets it across the timeline, gets it over to Gerald. Gerald with it now on the right wing, looking inside for somebody, gets it into Allen. Allen backing up, spins into the lane, puts up a floater, no good. Ball tipped away into the hands of Flanagan. Flanagan brings it up court, 3-on-2. He's going to drive left side, puts up a reverse layup, no good. Nice shot there by Flanagan. Allen gets the rebound. He's going to bring it up himself. Guarded there by Travis. Goes right side. He goes into the lane, kicks it out to Gerald. Up top to Ray, swings it to Henry. Henry's going to back it back out to Ray. Gerald with it, kicks it in the corner to Allen. Allen dumps it down low to Worth. Worth puts it on the floor, spins in the lane. Back door to Henry, puts it up and in. Henry sweeping in right there behind the two defenders that were on Worth. Worth had his eyes open and passed it off. Flanagan over to Travis. Travis pump fakes right, kicks it out to Laughlin. Laughlin for three, no good. And over the back will be called against number 52, Garrett Wright. Garrett Wright with his first foul, team's third on the rebound. He went over the top of Gerald. And checking in for, looks like, number 22, Chase Travis. Duaneis will come back in. Full court press put on. Into Allen. He gets it across the timeline. In a hurry, goes all the way to the basket. And charge called against Drake Allen. And not sure how that was a charge. They were running right there with each other. But, I mean, like we said before, the charge rules have changed. So, It's kind of interesting. But Only Tiger basketball, 19-11, 5:40 to go here on the Best Way Express scoreboard in the first half. Flanagan passes off to Duaneis on the elbow. He hands it back out in three-point range, drives left side baseline, picks it up, back out to Duaneis. Miller with it now, drives the lane. Euro steps, loses it into the hands of Laughlin. Laughlin back out to Flanagan, drives right side, and called for the travel. Flanagan took a step before he put it on the floor, and the referee was right there to call it. Allen will bring it up the floor, guarded all the way there by Miller. Gets it across the timeline. Miller still on him, passes over to Henry on the left side. Henry looking in, gets it up top to Ray. Ray looking inside, passes off to Gerald. Gerald down low to Allen. Allen with it now, picks up his dribble, trying to find some help. Tried to go cross court. Flanagan jumps up and grabs it out of the air. Goes right side to Duanis. Pump fakes, goes right side. Baseline jumper from five, no good. Laughlin or right on the rebound. And foul called. Foul will go against number 40, Drake Allen. That is his second one right in a row. Team's fourth. And Wright will be going to the line to shoot two.
Looked like a clean block there, Ryan, but a little bit of contact drew the foul.
Garrett Wright at the line shooting two. First time at the charity stripe. First one on the way. Got it to fall. And Andrew Maxfield checking in. Josh Henry will take a seat as Laughlin and not sure who else came out for the Tigers, but I believe it was Blank. And Travis and Lambert come right back in for the Tigers. Garrett Wright at the line shooting his second one on the way. No good off the back of the rim. Allen stretches up, gets the rebound. He will bring it up the court with 4:40 to go here in the first half. Allen trying to cross up. Travis there goes right side, passes back to Worth. Worth pump fakes, goes left side to Gerald, dumps it down low into Maxwell, puts it up over Duanis, no good. Lambert on the rebound. He's going to bring it up himself, dribbling left side, passes off to Travis, fakes left, goes right, jumper from 8 foot, got it to fall in with a couple of bounces going his way. Coach Ryan Havel wants a timeout. We'll take one, too. Timeout's brought to you by Ambrall Federal Credit Union. On the Best Way Express scoreboard, Tigers lead at 22-11, back in 30. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki Basketball right here on The Legend.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital provides compassionate, professional health care in a small-town setting and meets the highest standard of excellence. Unlike hospitals that use a staff of hospitalists, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital takes pride in its continuity of care and patient familiarity by using a small group of local physicians that have a history with Lawrence County residents. For more information on services offered by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, visit lcmhosp.org. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, a local hospital serving local people.
Welcome back, Saluki fans. Coming out of the timeout, Tigers lead it by 11, 22-11, 4:18 to go. Salukis will have the basketball coming out of the timeout as Travis made the shot before that. Ball inbounded to Allen. Allen guarded there by Travis. Passes off to Ray. Ray will bring it up the court, guarded by Lambert. Gets it across the timeline, goes left side. Passes off to Allen down low. Allen trying to go baseline, spins back out, gets to Worth. Worth pulls up just inside the three-point line, no good. And Travis stretches up, gets the rebound, passes off to Flanagan. Flanagan brings it up court, drives left side in the lane. Stolen away there, Gerald. Ray picks it up, looking up court. Had Maxwell open for a split second, but almost lost control of the ball there, and a foul is called.
I think that'll be on number 22, Chase Travis there.
Looks like they're going to call it on number 10. That is Cole Lambert, his first team fourth. Gavin Volkman will check back in as Drake Allen has the seat. Also, Dawson Holt coming in for Andrew Maxfield. It will be Saluki basketball underneath their own basket just to the left of it. 3:47 to go here in the second quarter. Ball inbounded to Gerald. No good on the shot. Duanis gets the rebound up court to Flanagan. Back to Duanis into the corner to Travis. Goes down low to right. Back out to Travis. He drives the lane. Puts up a floater. No good. Duanis tried to tip it back in. Ball comes into the hands of Dawson Holtz. He's on the ground and should be a foul call. And they're calling jump ball, but Travis clearly had him wrapped up. No hands even on the ball. The referees are talking it over. And we will see what the call is. And it is a foul on Chase Travis, number 22. It is his first foul, team's fifth. A lot of people not happy about that. So, it was plain as day. He was just wrapping Holtz up. Ball inbounded to Holtz in the backcourt. Guarded there by Flanagan. Gets it up court for Ray. Ray with it. Getting double teamed. There goes baseline. Kicks it back to Worth. Cross court pass to Holtz. Holtz brings it back up top. Cross court to Ray. Ray up top to Volkman. Volkman goes left side to Gerald. Gerald dribbles on the screen. Pulls up for three. No good. Right into the hands of Duanis. Duanis passes off to Flanagan. He'll bring it up court. Goes back up top, swings it around to Travis. Travis pulls up from the left wing, got it to fall. 25-11 now, just under 3 minutes to go. Ray sprinting up the court. Flanagan picks him up, loses control of his dribble, saves it from going out of bounds, and calls a timeout. Ray saved him from getting a traveling call right there, and it will be their ball coming out of the timeout. We'll go ahead and keep it here. 2:48 to go on the Best Way Express scoreboard. Tigers lead at 25-11. Only's just making Red Hill play their game, but they're still struggling. They're getting fouls called on them, but, that's not slowing them down any. You still got Flanagan pulling up left and right anywhere he wants to, really, and he's pretty well hitting them all. But Red Hill just have some sloppy dribbling. They're not really keeping control of their fundamentals. In all honesty, they're beating that full court press, but once they get down the floor, it's like everything just floods out of them. They're not able to dribble that well, and their passing is just getting sloppy. They're trying to do these cross court passes all the way across all five defenders, and you really just can't do that when you got guys that are 6 foot plus out there and can jump up another 2 foot, and plus they're probably 2.5-3 foot. Arm span to reach up there, so that's really hard to do, and it's unnecessary.
It really is, and right now they're outscoring only in this quarter 7-6, but with only still getting steals left and right, who knows what's going to happen in this game. Even with Flanagan only 5-11, stretching up, and he has already had 2 or 3 steals in this quarter alone.
Nathan Worth will inbound it, guarded by Duanis, who tried to get it in, gets it into Ray, tipped into the backcourt. Ray picks it up, guarded by Lambert the whole way. Ray's crossing him up, gets a screen from Worth, passes off to Allen. Allen picks up his dribble on the right wing, calling for help, gets it from Cameron Ray. Ray with it now, bringing it back up top, pulling it back out to the midcourt line, gets a screen from Worth, passes off to Holtz. Holtz brings it back up top to Worth, hands it off to Allen. Allen with it now, goes left side, gets a screen from Worth on the right, back over to Ray in the corner. Ray going baseline. He's going to kick it back out to Worth. Worth puts it on the floor. Up and in off the glass. 4-2. Nathan Worth gets up on the board. 25-13 now in favor of the Tigers. Travis out near the volleyball line. Cross-court pass there to Lambert. Kicks it to the left wing to Flanagan. Good ball movement there by the Tigers. Duanis passes off there to number 33, Carter Beard. Checked in between timeouts. Duanis with it now, hands it back off to Travis. He's going to drive the lane, stop, double team there. Left-handed floater, no good. Duanis on the rebound and put back is good. Holtz gets it in quickly to Allen. Minute 35 to go here in the first half. Allen walking it up the floor, guarded by Travis the whole way. He goes left side, going to take it all the way, kick, put it up from 5 foot out and drops the jumper. 27-15, cuts the lead back to 12. Ball up court to Beard, and blocking foul called. That will go against Gavin Volkman on the blocking foul. Team's fifth, I believe it's his first, and it is. And Allen will check out as Josh Henry comes back in. Flanagan will inbound it for the Olney Tigers, gets it into Travis. Travis puts it up, fader no good. Lambert on the rebound, and block, charge called there by Lambert before Nathan Worth got the block. So that would be a charging foul against Lambert. I believe his second foul, team sixth. And, he was really pushing into Holtz there on that one. Henry gets it into Holtz. Holtz getting it up court quickly, guarded there. Double team now, gets in trouble, passes off to Henry. Henry dribbling out near the left wing, gets it up top to Volkman. Volkman looking inside, nobody there, passes off into the corner to Ray. Ray guarded by Lambert. He goes baseline, gets picked up, tries to pass off to Volkman. Stolen away there by Duanis. Duanis slows it down, gets it back out to Lambert. Lambert goes baseline, stopped by Holtz. He's trying to dribble inside, kicks it out to Beard. Beard pulls up for three, no good. Duenas tips it away. Ball comes into the hands of Lambert. Lambert tries to dribble up, and Nathan Worth will be called for the foul on that one as he towers over Lambert and tried to block it and fouled him on the shot. That is Nathan Worth's first foul, team six. Lambert will go to the line for the first time. 39 seconds to go here in the second quarter. Lambert's first one got it to fall. And looks like Miller waiting to check in for Lambert. Lambert, one of one so far at the line, getting ready to shoot his second one. Second one on the way, got them both. Quinn Miller will check in for Lambert as he will take a seat. Full court press will be put on by the Olney Tigers. Duenas will be running baseline with Nathan Worth, gets it into Henry. Henry guarded by Travis, going to bring it up the floor, make him go left side. Crosses him up, gets it across the timeline, gets it in the corner to Ray on the left side. Back up top to Worth. Worth swings it to Holtz. Holtz cross court to Henry. Dumps it over the top to Volkman, but stolen away right over the top of Volkman by Duenas. Flanagan's going to slow it down now with 15 seconds to go. Passes off to Travis. Flanagan directing guys where they need to be. 7 seconds to go. Flanagan puts it on the floor. Five, makes his move. Passes off to Travis. Travis trying to go baseline. Spins. Puts up a five-foot jumper. No good. And as time expires, nobody will score on the Best Way Express scoreboard. Tigers lead it going into half, 29-15. We'll be back in 3 minutes. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki Basketball right here on The Legend.
My grandpa started small, real small. Back then, he didn't have much to start with. A piece of land, a mule, and a sack of seed. But he made it work. And my family has been making it work for three generations since. To think, it all started from a seed.
In farming, everything starts with a seed. At Casey State Bank, we've got the seed money you need to get started. Come see us at Casey State Bank and start growing. Your community, your bank, Casey State Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Working at Toyota Bushoku in Lawrenceville, a career with a future. Working with technology and working with great people. Moving forward, looking for the right step to take? Visit Toyota Bushoku online at tbillinois.com and click on job openings. Find out about additional earnings incentives. Apply online. Toyota Bushoku, 100 Trimmasters Drive in Lawrenceville, right off Highway 50, just east of Lawrenceville. Visit tbillinois.com today. Your new career is waiting for you at Toyota Bushoku.
I support our community, so I shop locally and work with other area businesses whenever I can. People's State Bank does too. From civic groups to high school sports and community events, it's not surprising to see familiar faces from my bank. I get first name, friendly service while I'm there, along with contributing neighbors. That's an unbeatable combination.
People's State Bank, your community bank, member FDIC. Visit us online at psbnewton.com.
Rutgers Wholesale in Bridgeport is a proud supporter of all Lawrence County student athletes. Family Choice is Rutgers' own house brand candy and snacks that can be purchased in several convenience store locations. Rutgers Wholesale reminds all student athletes through Philippians 4:13, "For I can do everything through Christ who gives me strength." Rutgers Candy in Bridgeport reminds us to take time for family and prayer and always give praise.
Hello, I'm Teresa Osbaugh. When you have a trusted financial team like I have at Citizens National Bank in Bridgeport, then you have one less worry in today's world. Most banks have good products and services, but what is outstanding at Citizens National Bank in Bridgeport is the friendly, professional staff who are dedicated and eager to help with the personal banking needs for me and my family.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, no better banking, equal housing lender, and member FDIC.
Do you have a CDL? If you're looking for a local driving job, Best Way Express is looking for you. If you are at least 23 with 1 year truck driving experience, Best Way Express has immediate openings for spotter drivers in Princeton. Starting pay is $17.10 per hour with guaranteed overtime and a monthly safety bonus available. Don't wait. Call Best Way Express today, 833-237-8929. That's 833-BEST-WAY. Drivers are needed today.
Welcome back, Saluki fans, here at halftime of the 2019 Capital Classic Round 2, Game 1, here at the Red Hills site. So far, the Olney Tigers have dominated the first half, leading it 29-15. Red Hills Saluki is just not able to beat that man-to-man defense that the Olney Tigers have been putting on, along with that full-court press. They've been forcing the Salukis to dribble a little bit sloppier than what they normally do, and we saw that in the first game, and it doesn't seem like it got that much better, but they've got to get it in their head. They can't do these cross-court passes over these tall guys and try and dump it down into their shorter guys, and even to Nathan Worth. You got Duanis standing over him just a little bit by a couple inches, and they're just taking it right away and out of the air. So they're going to have to change something up in the locker room. Looks like Joe's tallying up some first half stats, and take a look at those here in just a minute once he gets those figured out. And I will try and work on some scoring updates for the Mount Carmel Lawrenceville game over there, and bring that to you as well. And Joe, you got the first half stats ready? Let's hear them.
And I do, and so far, just overall, 8 for 17 from 2 for Olney, with 7 for 10 from Red Hill, so a lot better shooting than what they did last game, but a lot sloppier. They were 0 for 3 from 3-point land. Olney was 4 for 8. 4 for 5 from the charity stripe was Olney. 1 for 2 was Red Hill. The leading scorer for Red Hill was 4 for 40, Drake Allen with 6. Josh Henry with 4, along with Nathan Worth. Volkman had 1 off a free throw. 10 points on the other side for Olney was Chase Travis, 7 from Braden Flanagan, 3 from Quinn Miller, 4 from Zach Duanis, and 2 points both from Drew Blank and Cole Lambert. So, I mean, yeah, you're shooting better than Olney, but you probably have a turnover battle from like 15 compared to like 5, which is, in high school basketball, you can't have that many turnovers.
And it should get better of a game coming out here in the second half. Coach Brian Havel is probably giving them a good pep talk there and just trying to get them to say, hey, these guys really aren't that much better than us. They're shooting sloppy. Their passes are getting sloppy too, and they're getting worn down because, I mean, they're pretty much full sprinting back and forth. So it's pretty competitive game, evenly matched, and there's no reason that Red Hill should come out in the second half and put up a good fight.
I mean, they played a lot better in that second quarter, a 10-9 split there after being down 15. They are now down 14. Not much of a difference, but they also played a lot better, and their defense got better. I mean, it's just going to slowly work their way, trying to get back in this ball game.
Halftime show brought to you by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital. We'll go ahead and take another 2-minute break and be right back with third quarter of action. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki Basketball right here on The Legend.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital provides compassionate, professional health care in a small-town setting and meets the highest standard of excellence. Unlike hospitals that use a staff of hospitalists, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital takes pride in its continuity of care and patient familiarity by using a small group of local physicians that have a history with Lawrence County residents. For more information on services offered by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, visit lcmhosp.org. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, a local hospital serving local people.
Well, the Johnson deal is a better deal. Bill Dobson Ford. Now I'm cruising down the avenue, jamming tunes on Bluetooth. And my ride is one of a kind. From graphics to performance, a personal experience. I got my wheels with a Dobson deal. Cause a Dobson deal is a better deal.
Carl Richland Memorial Hospital is excited to expand our ear, nose, and throat services with the addition of Stephanie Zuber, ENT Physician Assistant. Stephanie is available in the first floor ENT clinic as well as at the Carl Bridgeport Clinic. She can diagnose and treat many issues related to the ears, nose, and throat. She is available to see patients at Carl Bridgeport on Mondays and Tuesday through Friday at the hospital location. Call 618-395-1944 for an appointment.
Working at Toyota Bofshoku in Lawrenceville, a career with a future, working with technology and working with great people. Moving forward, looking for the right step to take? Visit Toyota Bofshoku online at tbillinois.com and click on job openings. Find out about additional earnings incentives. Apply online. Toyota Bofshoku, 100 Trimmasters Drive in Lawrenceville, right off Highway 50, just east of Lawrenceville. Visit tbillinois.com today. Your new career is waiting for you at Toyota Bofshoku.
Welcome back, Saluki fans, here at the halftime of the first game of round two here for 2019 Capital Classic. Only Tigers on top, 29-15. I'm Ryan Seed alongside Joe Bogard. Joe, it's going to be an interesting second half. I mean, Red Hill Saluki's down by 14 right now at halftime. And, I mean, they're going to have to change a few things up, see what Coach Howell has in store for Coach Rob Flanagan here in the second half. But really, they're going to have to try and shut down Braden Flanagan and really control Duaneus down in the paint.
And also, like I was mentioning on one of our breaks, was Drake Allen's a key to this game, and he proved it. He had the first, 6 points of this for this team, and right now, and everybody's now starting to come together and start playing better, and just not only Braden Flanagan and Zach Duaneus is what you need to stop, but if you stop those two, you still got to stop Chase Travis, because Travis is still that crafty playmaker that could do just about anything.
Yeah, and like you were just saying, Travis, another big person they got to stop. He's been pulling up from three-point range and knocking them down from inside the paint left and right. I mean, he almost had a fader there fall in, but it took a bounce out, and it's – can't say anything else, but it's going to be an interesting second half here.
So far, Travis is 2-for-3 from 2-point land, or 2-for-5 from 3-point land, and 2-for-3 from downtown.
Salukis will start the third quarter out with the basketball. Henry will inbound it. Looks like they got both starting five in for both teams. Ray gets it in the backcourt, passes back off to Henry. Henry guarded by Flanagan. Tigers in their man-to-man defense, passes off to Allen. Allen on the right wing, bringing it back up top. Guarded there by Travis. Passes back to Henry in the corner. Takes a screen from Allen. Henry will bring it all the way back up over to Worth on the left wing. Worth back to Volkman. Volkman looking inside, goes right side. Hands it off to Ray. Ray dribbles off the screen, bringing it back up top to Worth. Worth pump fakes, passes back off to Allen. Allen with it now, dribbling left side. He's going to drive inside, pass back out to Henry. Pulls up for three, got it to fall. Saluki's come out scoring with a three-pointer from Josh Henry within 40 seconds. 29-18. Cuts it back to 11. Flanagan up to Blank. Blank dribbling left side. Back over to Duaneus. Duaneus tried to dump it down low, poked away into the hands of Lambert. Back to Duaneus. Duaneus over to Flanagan on the right wing. Flanagan pulls up for three, buries it, and answers back. Flanagan pulls up right in front of Ray. Henry will inbound it to Allen. Full court press put on by the Olney Tigers. Travis will stay with Allen all the way up. He breaks it, gets across the timeline, passes off to Worth. Worth guarded by Duaneus, passes into the corner to Henry. Henry's going to bring it back out. Cross him up, goes baseline, tried to dump it down low. Worth gets the rebound as it careens away. Back out to Ray. Ray swings it to Worth. Worth puts it on the floor, dribbles inside the lane. Fadeaway jumper off the backboard and in.
Pretty shot there by Nathan Worth.
Flanagan will bring it up, walks it across the timeline. Ray will pick him up at the volleyball line. Picks up his dribble. Ray steps up, passes off to Lambert. Lambert up top, swings it around to Flanagan. Flanagan now, Ray taking a few steps closer. Up top to Blank. Blank drives right side. Tried to dump it down low. Allen takes control of the basketball and called for travel before he even hit the floor. So turnover to the Olney Tigers.
It's early in the season. Refs will make bad calls. They'll get better over the season.
Referee was saying his hip hit the floor, but I'm not too sure about that. Ball inbound to Travis, back to Flanagan. Tried to go baseline, kicks it out to Duaneus from 8 foot. Got it to go. 34-20 now, 14-point lead for the Olney Tigers. 5:45 to go here in the third quarter. Allen gets the inbound. Going to be guarded by Travis the whole way. Quick score update from the Lawrenceville site. Mount Carmel leads Marshall at half, 28-24. Volkman with it on the right wing, puts it on the floor, kicks it in the corner to Ray, dumps it down low to Allen. Allen gets it in the lane, puts up a left-handed floater, no good. Duanis gets the rebound. Outlets to Flanagan, gets it up floor to Travis. Travis jump stops, picks up his dribble, cross-court pass to Blank, pump fakes, drives inside the lane, kicks it back out to Travis. He's going to go left side, put it up and in off the glass. 36-20 now in favor of the Tigers. Allen's going to walk it up the floor. He's going to be double-teamed, gets it up court, cross to Henry. Tried to go back to Allen, but stolen away there by Travis. Puts it up and in, finger roll, 4-2. Allen gets the inbound quickly, gets it up the court, tries to go down low to Volkman, gets it to him, puts it up and blocked there by Duanis into the hands of Allen. Allen tried to go baseline. He brings it back, picks up his dribble in the corner, needing some help. Gets it from Volkman. Volkman guarded there by Travis. Passes off to Ray and some sloppy ball handling there as it's batted out of bounds by Lambert. Salukis will retain possession. Down by 18 with 4:37 to go on the Best Way Express scoreboard. Henry will inbound in front of the scorer's bench. Gets it in to Allen. Allen will hand off to Henry. Stolen away by Flanagan. He jumps in the middle and puts it up. Count it. And one. Henry fouled him on the way up, and Coach Havel wants a timeout. We're going to take 1-2. Timeout brought to you by Embraer Federal Credit Union. On the Best Way Express scoreboard, Tigers lead it by 20, 40-20. We're back in 30. You're listening to Red Hill Salukis Basketball right here on The Legend.
I support our community, so I shop locally and work with other area businesses whenever I can. People's State Bank does too. From civic groups to high school sports and community events, it's not surprising to see familiar faces from my bank. I get first name, friendly service while I'm there, along with contributing neighbors. That's an unbeatable combination.
People's State Bank, your community bank. Member FDIC. Visit us online at psbnewton.com.
Welcome back, Salukis fans. Just before the timeout, Flanagan got the steal as Allen was trying to hand it off to Henry. He took it all the way down the court. Tried to put it up with his right hand, switched over to his left, and Henry fouled him on the shot. Flanagan made it, and he will come out of the timeout going to the free throw line for the old-fashioned three-point play. Henry picked up his second foul of the game. Team's Red Hill Salukis still not doing much better than the first half, playing a little bit sloppy here. And I mean, both teams are playing pretty sloppy, but only Tigers just kind of putting it to the Red Hill Salukis here. But Salukis going to have to get a few more fast breaks here in the second half. Still early, only 4:30 to go here in the third quarter. Flanagan at the line, shooting one for the old-fashioned three-point play. On its way, got it to fall. Checking in for is Quinn Miller, coming in for Drew Blank. Full court press put on by the only Tigers. Henry gets it into Ray. Everybody else drops back. Lambert's going to stick with Ray the whole way. And Flanagan steps up, passes off to Henry. He's going to drive all the way to the basket, put up a floater, no good. Flanagan stretches in for the rebound, but kicks it out of bounds. It will stay Salukis basketball. Henry will inbound just to the left of their basket. Looking for somebody to get open. Gets it into Allen right there under it. Blocked by Duanis. Back into the hands of Allen. Allen's going to bring it back out. Picks up his dribble. Dumps it down low to Worth. Back to Allen. Step back. Back over to Worth on the right wing. Pulls up for three. No good. Flanagan gets the rebound. He gets it up court quickly. Driving straight through the lane. Puts it up. No good. Tip in. No good. And Travis gets the rebound. Goes back to the basket, puts it up, no good. Duanis flying in, stolen away there by Ray. He gets it up court quickly, driving all the way to the basket, and foul called. It will be on the floor. It will stay Salukis basketball. Foul goes against number 10. That is Lambert. He picks up his third foul, team's first. Duanis will check out as Garrett Wright comes in. Along with Lambert, he will check out as Carter Beard comes in for him. Lambert in a little bit of foul trouble here late in the third quarter. Henry will be the inbounder, gets it into Worth. Worth goes into the lane, puts up a three-footer, got it to fall. Lead cut back to 19, 41-22. Blaine again walks it across the timeline, goes left side to Beard. Beard into the corner to Travis, dumps it down low, baseline to Miller. Gets it back to Travis, puts it up and in. Travis flashing through the lane there. Miller saw it, passed it right back off. Ray gets it up court across the timeline. Dribbling out near the volleyball line. Gets a screen from Worth. Passes off to Allen. Allen with it on the left wing, dribbles baseline, dumps it back to Worth. Worth puts it on the floor, back to Allen, pulls up for three in the corner, no good. Ball creams away into the hands of Travis. Travis will bring it up the floor. Crossed up Worth, gets it across the timeline, over to Flanagan. Flanagan drives inside the lane, backing Ray up, picks it up, passes off to Beard, back out to Flanagan. Goes up top to Beard. Beard pulls up for three and buries it from way downtown. 24-point lead now, 46-22 in favor of the Tigers. Allen will bring the ball up the floor, gets it across the timeline, gets the screen, pulls up from the free throw line, no good. Travis on the rebound. He's going to bring it up hard. He's going to be picked up there by Allen. He backs it back out. Up top to Beard. Beard drives the lane, hands it off to Travis. Travis at the top of the key, passes off to Miller, pump fakes, drives left side in the lane, dumps it off to Beard, tips it out of bounds, lost control. Saluki basketball. Travis will check out as Duanis comes in. Volkman and Henry out as Gerald and Maxfield come in for the Salukis. Full court press put on by the only Tigers. Allen on the inbound, double team the whole way up, gets it across court, and Flanagan comes up, steals the ball, loose control. Duanis picks it up on his way up, passes back to Flanagan, pulls up for three, got it to go. Just under 2 minutes to go, 49-22 in favor of the Tigers on the Best Way Express scoreboard. Ray almost lost it there, guarded by Beard. Ray dribbling on the right side, gets it in the corner to Maxfield. Maxfield looking inside, guarded by Reich, up top to Allen. Allen guarded by Miller, back in the corner to Maxfield. Down low to Worth. Worth dribbles into the lane, puts the floater, blocked by Duanis. Beard picks it up, up court to Miller. Miller jump stops, puts it up left hand, no good. Worth gets the rebound, hands it off to Ray. Ray's going to jog it up the floor, bring it across the timeline, picked up by Beard, left side to Gerald. Gerald hands it off to Ray, pump fakes, goes right side to Maxfield. Maxfield down low to Allen. Miller called jump ball as he stuck his hand in there, and it will be only Tiger basketball. Drew Blank will check in as Flanagan will have a seat. The only Tiger basketball after that jump ball. 1:13 to go on the Best Way Express scoreboard. Blank will bring it up the floor across the timeline. Goes right side to Beard, into the corner to Duanis. Duanis with it right now, trying to open up inside. Brings it back up top, jump stop. Picked up his dribble, passes off to Wright. Wright guarded by Maxfield, off to Blank. Blank dumps it down low to Wright. Wright guarded by Maxfield, puts it up. No good, and Maxfield will be called for the foul. Well, that is Maxfield's first foul, team's second of the half. 48 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Garrett Wright at the line for his first time of the night, shooting two. Taking his time, first one on the way. No good. I believe it's his second time, so he's 2 of 3 now.
He is, 2 or 3 at the moment. He was 1 of 2 last time around.
Right, second shot. Up and in and out, no good. Right, Worth gets the rebound, hands it off to Allen. Allen will walk it up the floor, got it by Miller, gets it across the timeline. Allen drives the lane, puts it up, no good. Duanis comes away with the rebound, swinging elbows. Duanis will bring it up court. Pass off to Blank. Blank picks up his dribble, needs some help, gets it off to Miller. Miller with it now on the left side, gets a screen from Wright, brings it up top of the key, passes off to Duanis. 18 seconds to go, passes back to Blank. He brings it out to midcourt, dribbling against Cameron Ray. Blank out there now with 10 seconds to go. 8 seconds, Blank makes his move, splits the defenders, and a foul called. It will go against Red Hill Salukis number 12, Cameron Ray. Josh Henry will check into the game for Drake Allen as Ray picks up his second foul, team's third. 6.6 seconds to go here in the third quarter.
Lambert will have a seat along with Wright.
And Miller.
And Travis Flanagan and who was that? Carter Beard came back in. Travis on the inbound, back to Flanagan, goes baseline, guarded by Ray, puts up a floater, fader, got it to fall, and as time expires on the Best Way Express scoreboard, Tigers lead it going into the fourth quarter, up 51-22. We're back in a minute. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki Basketball right here on The Legend.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital provides compassionate, professional health care in a small-town setting and meets the highest standard of excellence. Unlike hospitals that use a staff of hospitalists, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital takes pride in its continuity of care and patient familiarity by using a small group of local physicians that have a history with Lawrence County residents. For more information on services offered by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, visit lcmhosp.org. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital. A local hospital serving local people.
Hello, I'm Teresa Osbaugh. When you have a trusted financial team like I have at Citizens National Bank in Bridgeport, then you have one less worry in today's world. Most banks have good products and services, but what is outstanding at Citizens National Bank in Bridgeport is the friendly, professional staff who are dedicated and eager to help with the personal banking needs for me and my family.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, No Better Banking, Equal Housing Lender, and Member FDIC.
Welcome back, Saluki fans. Getting ready to start the fourth quarter of action. Tigers lead at 51-22. Salukis will start the fourth quarter of action out with the basketball. Ray will get the inbound in the backcourt. Lambert back in the game. Picks him up at half court. Gets a screen from Maxfield. Ray with it, picks up his dribble, tried to throw it to Maxfield, tipped around. Ray recovers the basketball, kicks it out to Gerald, pulls up from the corner, no good. Beard gets the rebound, and ball tipped around. Jump ball will be called as Henry got in there with Beard, tied him up, and it will be only Tiger basketball. So quick, smart, aggressive basketball played there by Ray and Henry, both getting in there, tying them up. 7:35 to go here in the game. Duanis with it now down low. Guarded by Worth, goes baseline. Puts it up and dunks it, but called for the travel. Took one too many steps there. He saw he was right underneath the basket as Worth got faked out and veered off of him. So good save there. Ray will bring it up. Nobody on him. Dribbles left side. Almost stolen away by Lambert. And foul called against Lambert. That is his fourth of the game. Team's second of the half. So Lambert getting pretty physical down there with Cameron Ray. And Coach Flanagan's going to get him out of there. And Braden Flanagan will check in for him.
Dunk by Duanis would have counted. This crowd was already hyped enough. Even though it didn't count.
Duanis will come out of the game. Garrett Wright will check in for him. Maxfield gets it into Henry in the backcourt. Henry will bring it across the line, guarded there. Gets screened from Worth. Almost lost it out of bounds as he passed it out to Gerald. Goes baseline. Puts it up. Finger rolled. No good. Tigers get possession. Travis will take the basketball up the floor. Goes all the way to the basket. No good. Worth stretches up. Gets the rebound. Gets it up court to Ray. Ray pulls back, passes off to Gerald. Gerald wide open, pulls up from eight, no good. Ball tipped away, Beard picks it up before going out of bounds. He's gonna try and go all the way to the court, but fouled on his way to the basket. Maxfield will get called for it. It was on the floor. I believe that is Maxfield's second foul. Maxfield's first. Allen will check back into the game for Maxfield. Travis gets the inbound, put up, no good, gets his own rebound, and Nathan Worth will be called for the foul. Team's fifth, his second. 6:43 to go here in the game. Tigers still lead it 51-22. Checking into the game for the first time for the Tigers, number 23, Ronald Baskerville, as Drew Blank will check out. Flanagan gets it into Travis. Travis picked up quickly by Worth. Travis going to bring it up top. Gets it up to Flanagan. Flanagan quickly picked up there by Allen. goes left side into the lane, passes back out there to right. Right, back to Travis. Travis down low, cross court pass to Bakersville.
Baskerville.
Travis with it now over to Flanagan. Flanagan pump fakes, drives left side, puts it up and in off the glass. 53-22 now the lead for the Tigers. Ray will bring it up the floor across the timeline. Picked up there by Baskerville. Dumps it off to Gerald. Gerald with it on the right wing. Up top to Allen. Goes down, tried to go down low there to Worth. Throws it out of bounds. And it will be Tiger basketball. Looks like Travis will take a seat. And number 34, Laughlin, will check in. Hayden Laughlin coming into the game. His second appearance is the first half. Flanagan will walk the ball up the floor. 5:35 to go. Passes off there to Beard. Beard cross-court pass to Flanagan. Flanagan on the right wing, back up top to Laughlin. Laughlin guarded there by Allen. Off to Baskerville. Baskerville cross-court to Beard. Beard going to bring it back out. Stop there by Gerald. Baskerville dumps it down low to Laughlin. Wright. Wright kicks it back out. Baskerville's going to back it back out to Beard at the top of the key. Kind of throwing the ball around, getting some good ball movement. Wasting a little clock here. Flanagan with it now. Moves into the corner, picks up his dribble. Worth getting all up on him, and Flanagan calls a timeout. It's a full one. We'll take one, too. Timeout's brought to you by Ambrough Federal Credit Union. On the Best Way Express scoreboard, 4:54 to go, 53-22 in favor of the Tigers. We're back in a minute. You're listening to Red Hill Slicky Basketball right here on The Legend.
Tired of running out of hot water? Maybe your water heater isn't big enough for your growing family. When you think water heater, think Reliance Water Heater. Reliance Water Heaters come in 30, 40, and 50-gallon sizes and are available for natural gas, electric, and propane use. Your Reliance Water Heater will be backed with a 6-year warranty on parts and the tank. Visit Leggett Lumber and Hardware in Bridgeport, your neighborhood Reliance Water Heater source. Leggett Lumber will help get the Reliance water heater right for you.
The biggest variety of real country music. WAKO, Lawrenceville, Vincennes. Classic country, 910 AM and 99.3 FM. The Legend.
Hello, I'm Teresa Osbaugh. When you have a trusted financial team like I have at Citizens National Bank in Bridgeport, then you have one less worry in today's world. Most banks have good products and services, but what is outstanding at Citizens National Bank in Bridgeport is the friendly, professional staff who are dedicated and eager to help with the personal banking needs for me and my family.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, No Better Banking, Equal Housing Lender, and Member FDIC.
Flanagan gets it inbounds to Beard. Beard pulls up, no good on the three-pointer. Ray pulls up for the rebound, gets it up court to Henry. He slows it up. Brings it back up top and hands it off to Ray at midcourt. Ray dribbling out there, guarded there by Baskerville. Stop there, getting double teamed, splits the defenders, kicks it back out to Allen, and he's going to pull up for the wide open three, in and out, no good. Flanagan flies in for the rebound, going to bring it up court quickly, bring it, drive it inside the lane, do a little fancy ball work there and put it up, no good. Worth comes away with the rebound, kicks it up to Allen, gets it across the court. Drives into the lane all the way, right side, no good on the floater. Flanagan on the rebound, up court quickly to Baskerville, who puts it up and in for the fast break. 55-22 now in favor of the Olney Tigers. Ray dribbling out near midcourt. Looking right side, trying to set something up here, passes off to Worth. Worth with it now on the right wing, bringing it back up top, guarded by Wright, kicks it in the corner to Allen, almost lost it, but got control. Goes baseline, all the way to the basket, no good on the shot, as he is fouled. Foul goes against number 33, that is Carter Beard. His first foul of the game, team's third, as Drake Allen will go to the line to shoot two. First one, no good. Have another shot at the free throw as Flanagan and Wright check out. Checking in for the Olney Tigers. Henry also checking out.
Kitch St. Pierre and also Alec Coker.
Allen's second one is good, and Allen will check out as Dawson Holtz checks in for him.
Did he make both of them?
Went one for two that go round. Continuous clock now, 55-23, 3:05 to go here in the game. Baskerville brings it up court, passes off to Coker. Coker up top to St. Pierre. Pump fakes, goes left side to Laughlin. Laughlin hands it off to Baskerville. Baskerville left side picks up his dribble. Ray steps up, passes off to Pierre. Pierre over to Laughlin. Laughlin bringing it back up top. Goes left side, stolen away there by Ray. Ray goes coast to coast, puts it up and in. And Coach Brian Havel looking for the foul as he was smacked right in the face. And Coach Havel is teed up as he is arguing with the referee. And he has every right to, because Ray was slapped right in the face on his shot, went to the floor. So it's not quite sure how you missed that, but Coach Brian Havel will get teed up, and Olney will be shooting two technical foul shots, and they will get the ball back as well.
Fans are not happy, I don't know, right there on that one.
Coker will go to the line to shoot the technical shots. First one, no good as it bounces off the rim a couple times. 2:29 left to go in the game, 55-25 the score. Coker at the line, second one is up and got that one to fall. Checking into the game as Worth, Ray, and Volkman check out is Maxfield, Mason Moore, and number 33, that is Peyton Ray, checking in. Tigers will have the basketball. Coming in after the technical, Baskerville trying to dribble past Maxville, but lose control. And Ray picked it up, but tried to get it up court to Maxville, but lost control. And Coker got it, passed off to Pierre. Pierre goes to Beard, I believe that is. Passed back off to Laughlin. Laughlin going right side all the way, no good. Passes out to Coker. Up to Baskerville, pulls up for three, no good off the side of the rim. Laughlin gets the rebound. Kicks it down low to Coker. Coker up and in for two. Under 2 minutes to go here in the game. 58-25 the score in favor of the Tigers. Gerald with it on the right wing. Goes up top to Ray. Ray over to Maxwell. Lose control of it. Holtz saves it from going out of bounds. Holtz bringing it back up top cross court to Gerald. Gerald on the right wing. Up top to Ray. Passes off to Holtz. Holtz pulls up from the volleyball line. And a foul away from the ball. We'll go against number 34, that is Hayden Laughlin. He picks up his first foul, team's fourth. It'll be Saluki basketball underneath their own basket, just to the left. 1:15 to go here in the game. Maxwell will inbound it. Look for somebody to get open, gets a Holtz at the top of the key. Passes off to Gerald on the left wing. Gerald back to Ray. Ray with it, back to Gerald, out near the volleyball line, dribbles left side, trying to go baseline, shut down there, back up top to Maxfield. Maxfield going to put it on the floor, drive the lane, puts it up, off the glass, no good, and Mason Moore will be called for the over-the-back foul. 45 seconds to go here in the game, and only Tigers will be shooting bonus shots, as that was Moore's first, team seventh, 58-25. Laughlin will go to the line to got to hit the first to earn the second. 28 seconds to go here in the game. Laughlin's free throw is up and got it to fall. He gets the second one. Taking his time there as it is a continuous clock. 15 to go. Laughlin's second one is up and good. 8 seconds to go here in the game. Gerald will get the inbound with 5 to go. At the volleyball line, he's just going to dribble it out as time expires on the Best Way Express scoreboard. Tigers win it over the Salukis, 60-25. We'll be back in 2.5 minutes with some post-game stats and words from Coach Brian Havel. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki Basketball right here on The Legend.
Rutgers Wholesale in Bridgeport is a proud supporter of all Lawrence County student-athletes. Family Choice is Rutgers' own house brand candy and snacks that can be purchased in several convenience store locations. Rutgers Wholesale reminds all student athletes through Philippians 4:13, "For I can do everything through Christ who gives me strength." Rutgers Candy in Bridgeport reminds us to take time for family and prayer and always give praise.
Do you have a CDL? If you're looking for a local driving job, Best Way Express is looking for you. If you are at least 23 with 1 year truck driving experience, Best Way Express has immediate openings for spotter drivers in Princeton. Starting pay is $17.10 per hour with guaranteed overtime and a monthly safety bonus available. Don't wait. Call Best Way Express today, 833-237-8929. That's 833-BEST-WAY. Drivers are needed today.
You've heard, there's an app for that. Well, Ambrough Federal Credit Union reminds you, there's a loan for that. And we're really good at solving problems. Projects around the house, there's a loan for that. New or used vehicle, there's a loan for that. And we have it. Visit Ambrough Federal Credit Union. We have great rates, plus the process is fast. Visit AmbroughFCU.com or call us, 618-943-2913. And it's so easy to become a member of Ambrough Federal Credit Union. Do it today. Member NCUA.
Providing needed mental health services is important to Carl Richland Memorial Hospital. We are pleased to offer a mental health nurse practitioner to Lawrence and surrounding counties to help meet the need for these services. Amelia Pauly is available to see outpatients at the Carl Bridgeport Clinic, located at 101 Industry Road in Bridgeport. Amelia specializes in adults and adolescents and can help with behavioral health issues and medication management. Call Carl Bridgeport at 618-945-3001 for an appointment.
Welcome back, Saluki fans, where the Salukis fall to the Olney Tigers 60-25. A big loss there. Olney Tigers just came out and took control of the basketball the whole game, and Red Hill just didn't have an answer for them. They just came out and were playing more aggressive and caused Red Hill to make sloppy mistakes and just mishandle the basketball. Red Hill just couldn't really have an answer for that full court press and just dominated the floor the whole time. And Coach Brian Havel wasn't happy about a few calls there late in the game, as Cameron Ray got the steal from the Olney Tigers, brought it down the floor and made the layup, but got hit in the face from behind and referee didn't call it, so he got teed up and Olney Tigers got two free throws and made one of two of those and got the basketball back, and it was continuous clock from about 2 minutes into the fourth quarter on, and it was just Olney was making Red Hill play their game tonight.
And they were, Ryan, and a couple stats here on this game. Nathan Worth led the way with 8 points for Red Hill, 7 for Drake Allen. Gavin Volkman had 2, 4 for Josh Henry, 2 for Ray, and on the Olney side of the ball, Flanagan ended up 3-for-3 from the from downtown for the three-point line. Ended up with 19 points, 16 for Chase Travis, 6 points by Zach DeWaynis. 1, 2, 3, 4 guys with 2 points with Laughlin, Blank, and Lambert, and also Quinn Miller and Alec Coker both had 3 points. Shooting-wise, only for the game was 17 from 31 from the field, 6 from 12 from downtown, and 7 for 10 from the charity stripe. Red Hill ended up 11 for 16, 0 for 9 from 3-point land, and 3 for 6 from the free throw line.
So not real good on the shooting go around this game, and it's going to be a tough season for the Salukis, as they're still a pretty young team. A lot of these guys haven't had much varsity experience, so, and this tournament on this site, at the Red Hill site, isn't really all that easy. I mean, you got Fairfield, Salem, and Olney here, and it's just a tough bracket here, and over at the Lawrenceville side, it's probably not much easier, so it's been tough the whole way, but, I mean, they're going to come into it and get playing good together, but it's just going to be a little rough. And a quick score update from the Lawrenceville site: Marshall leads the Aces 45-42 with 5 minutes to go in that game. But
anything can happen.
Yeah, and we're going to take another commercial break and come right back with the player of the game, and hopefully Coach Havel will be on his way up and get his thoughts on the game. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki Basketball right here on The Legend.
Enjoy a great homemade meal in a family-friendly atmosphere. Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill serves a full breakfast and lunch menu Monday through Saturday. Stop in to enjoy dinner on Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday with several favorites including catfish, walleye, chicken, steak, and frog legs. Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill has a convenient drive-up window for call-ahead carryout. Located at 459 West State Street in Bridgeport, also follow Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill on Facebook for updated specials.
Well, the Dobson deal is a better deal. Bill Dobson Ford. Now I'm cruising down the avenue, jamming tunes on Bluetooth. And my ride is one of a kind. From graphics to performance, a personal experience. I got my wheels with a Dobson deal. Cause a Dobson deal is a better deal.
Welcome back, Saluki fans. Saluki's fall to the only Tigers 60-25, and it is now time for the Bill Dobson Ford Ford Tough Player of the Game. And it was kind of a tough decision, but we were going to go with Nathan Worthy. He was doing really good down there. He got some good shots in and got a few blocks this game, not too many, and got a few steals. Led the Saluki's in boards, got most of the rebounds, and just pretty aggressive down low, but He did a good job this game, but it's, like we said, it's going to be a tough road ahead for the Salukis. They just got to get used to playing together and get a little bit better communication and know their way around each team's defense. So it's going to be a tough season, but they should fight through it and pull out good quite a few wins here. But still waiting on Coach Havel to come out of the locker room, so we'll take another commercial break and be right back. Hopefully he'll be up here and get his thoughts on the game. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki Basketball right here on The Legend.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital provides compassionate, professional health care in a small town setting and meets the highest standard of excellence. Unlike hospitals that use a staff of hospitalists, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital takes pride in its continuity of care and patient familiarity by using a small group of local physicians that have a history with Lawrence County residents. For more information on services offered by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, visit lcmhosp.org. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, a local hospital serving local people.
My grandpa started small, real small. Back then, he didn't have much to start with. A piece of land, a mule, and a sack of seed. But he made it work, and my family has been making it work for three generations since. To think, it all started from a seed.
In farming, everything starts with a seed. At KC State Bank, we've got the seed money you need to get started. Come see us at KC State Bank and start growing. Your community, your bank, KC State Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Working at Toyota Boshoku in Lawrenceville, a career with a future, working with technology and working with great people. Moving forward, looking for the right step to take? Visit Toyota Boshoku online at tbillinois.com and click on job openings. Find out about additional earnings incentives. Apply online. Toyota Boshoku, 100 Trimmasters Drive in Lawrenceville, right off Highway 50, just east of Lawrenceville. Visit tbillinois.com today. Your new career is waiting for you at Toyota Boshoku.
Welcome back, Saluki fans. Still waiting for Coach Havel to come back out. He seems like he's having a pretty good talk with his boys in there. Probably not real pleased with the way the game went, but I mean, no coach would. Saluki's lost to the Olney Tigers 60-25, and getting set to play are the Fairfield Mules and the Salem Wildcats over here. Over at the Lawrenceville site, Marshall Lions and Mount Carmel Aces should be finishing up, and then shortly after that on Light 103, Steve Anderson and Bill Richardson will bring you the Lawrenceville-Edwards County game. Should be a pretty good game over there, so tune in to Light 103 for the Lawrenceville Indian action over there at the Lawrenceville and might go ahead and take one more break, as I've seen a few players straggling out of the locker room down there. So we'll take another quick break and be right back with, hopefully, Coach Brian Havel. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki Basketball right here on The Legend.
I support our community, so I shop locally and work with other area businesses whenever I can. People's State Bank does too. From civic groups to high school sports and community events, it's not surprising to see familiar faces from my bank. I get first name, friendly service while I'm there, along with contributing neighbors. That's an unbeatable combination.
People's State Bank, your community bank. Member FDIC. Visit us online at psbnewton.com.
Rutgers Wholesale in Bridgeport is a proud supporter of all Lawrence County student athletes. Family Choice is Rutgers' own house brand candy and snacks that can be purchased in several convenience store locations. Rutgers Wholesale reminds all student athletes through Philippians 4:13, "For I can do everything through Christ who gives me strength." Rutgers Candy in Bridgeport reminds us to take time for family and prayer, and always give praise.
Coach Havel making his way up to the press box, so we'll go ahead and keep it here. No final yet for the Marshall-Mount Carmel game. Last time we checked, it was 45-42 with 5 minutes to go over there. So pretty close game there. Marshall and Mount Carmel, good even matchup. Could end up in a tie, but who knows. But like we said, Capital Classic basketball, this tournament has been very difficult, and in years past, it's been tough. I mean, with T-Town and Fairfield, two big teams, it's always going to be a dogfight. And Coach Brian Havel joining us here now. Coach, another tough game against the Olney Tigers, and Coach Rob Flanagan. It's Olney just a big team and very athletic. Brought back multiple players from last year.
Yeah, they are. They're a good team. They're not going to beat themselves. And you know, we had our moments at times in this game, but you know, at the end of the day, you know, we were stuck on 22 for a while, and it's hard to, you know, if you can't score, it's hard to win games. And you know, there's things we can do a lot better to score better. But I told the kids after the game, you know, to win a high school basketball game, you gotta, you know, unless you're just holding the basketball, you know, you've got to at least stretch it up in the upper 40s or something like that. And if you're going to do that, you better be a dang good defensive team. At times I thought we did okay defensively. The last two games we've done better on the defensive boards. Now the offensive boards, you know, we didn't get a lot of those. But I thought we did okay checking out and that sort of thing today. We did better. But we are definitely a work in progress. And you know, from an offensive standpoint, we have a lot of things to work on.
Yeah, a little bit of ball handling there, kind of a little sloppy. Both teams there in the first half is a little sloppy, but just trying to go over a 6'9 kid. I mean, it's hard to do something like that.
He plugs up stuff, and he's one of the, well, I don't even know if I want to say one of, he's probably the most athletic kid we'll go against as far as in the paint and how quick he can jump and that sort of thing. And he's hard to get the ball across in there, but You know, something we talked about the coaches after the game, you know, we're going to have to get a point where we can get Cameron and Drake and Nathan, all three of them kind of going at the same time, because so far we've maybe had maybe one of them play and maybe another half of them play. So we've had maybe one and a half out of the three actually play what I could consider good games, and we got to get to where all three of them are clicking, and then, you know, we got to get some guys to go along with them. You know, we've got some shooters on the team that we got to, but we didn't knock them down either tonight.
And just got to get that varsity experience with some of those younger kids this year. Just their first time getting that full effect and the feel of the atmosphere of a varsity game.
Yeah, and, you know, this tournament's kind of like throwing them into the frying pan at that point in time. You just, and I told them for the last couple of weeks, you can't really prepare for this in practice, and you throw them out there, and it's kind of like sending your kids out in the world, you know, say, you know, the world's a rough place. Well, this tournament's a rough place, and it's not going to get any easier because we're playing possibly the best team in the tournament tomorrow, a team that I feel like has the potential to make a run to state this year as they did last year, and they're going to be a handful, and they don't care that we're 0-2 in this tournament. So we got nothing to lose tomorrow morning.
Oh, and like you said earlier, it was – Tough bracket to go through. It's basically like a gauntlet, and it's not going to get any easier, and you just got to come together eventually. So.
Yeah, and I think the important thing, I think the kids, our spirits are up. I mean, I think we're okay. We knew what it was going to be about, and it's just about staying focused and knowing that the year's, it's a long, long year. We got a lot of basketball games to play.
And like, couldn't have said it any better, Coach, but good luck tomorrow against Fairfield.
All right, thanks.
Coach Brian Havel. Pretty impressed with his team so far in this tournament. Like he said, very tough team starting out with Salem and then Olney, and then you got Fairfield tomorrow. So three tough teams right off the back, and then we will find out who we play tomorrow in the championship games. That'll just about do it here. I'm Ryan C., Joe Bogard, Bill Schroed back at the studio keeping us on air. So long.
You've been listening to Red Hills Lukies basketball action on Lawrence County Sports Leader, The Legend, 99.3 FM and 910 AM WAKO, part of DLC Media Sports. Brought to you this season by the Ambrose Federal Credit Union, Carl Richland Memorial Hospital, Best Way Express, Bill Dobson Ford, Casey State Bank, Leggett Lumber and Hardware, Rutgers Candy, Citizens National Bank, Toyota Boshoku of Illinois, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, People's State Bank, and Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill. Red Hill Salukis basketball brought to you all season long here on WAKO The Legend, Lawrenceville, Vincennes.